Hi beautiful people, good morning, how are you doing? It's your favorite girl Jay and welcome back to my podcast. Yes, I have missed you guys terribly and I don't know what's happening. You guys didn't listen to the last one I did. What's happening guys? Are you tired of your girl? I have apologized now. Anyways, whenever you have the time, do well to listen to the last podcast. It will help you or help someone you know. Now let's get into the tea of today. Now today I'm having a bit of a mixed feeling because last weekend was a very, very beautiful one for us down here in the northeastern part of Nigeria, Gombe State, where I reside presently with my family. And we had a comedy show which has been running. The Sugar Empire has been doing running a comedy show for the past 3 years that I've been here, and they did another one, and by the grace of God I'm always part of the committee, the sponsors, not the committee, and I was an active participant, you know. So it was a very beautiful show. I laughed my head out. I laughed till I had headache, and I needed to take a break from laughing. Once in a while, you need to let your guards down and just laugh with the world we have right now. Once in a while, you need to just laugh. You need to laugh it off and, you know, get it out of your system. Yes, you know, I don't think people understand. Sometimes when we are sad, some people feel they need to be gloomy to really, really, you know, feel human and feel the sadness. I don't feel that. I just think I need to let down everything at the altar of my Father Jesus for him to take care of it and just go and have a good laugh, which is what I did on Sunday. And I saw this guy who, he was one of the media people right there taking pictures, you know, doing the videography thing. And afterwards, my husband, who is a very, very active participant and one of the committee members, you know, I couldn't even follow him home. Another of our friend took us home. They usually go for an after party and, you know, just go have fun, you know, celebrate their win. And I went home, I was exhausted, I had a lot to do, prepare my daughter for school the next day because it happened on a Sunday. And my husband came back home, I was already asleep, I just saw that he came in, I didn't have time to check the time, I was really tired, so he came into bed. And the next morning I woke up to prepare my daughter and he's like, I just got a very sad phone call and I'm having chills all over. I'm like, what's happening, what happened? And he's like, this guy I saw, I left him at the club, came back home and they just told me he died. I was still foggy from sleep. So, and the very, very beautiful thing about me is I'm very slow to reaction, so I didn't know how to react at that point. I'm like, it's Wello, may his soul rest in peace. Only to find out it was a guy I saw. He actually sat not too far from me. I saw him, you know, having fun at the comedy show, laughing. And from what I heard, you know, this is just me stating what I heard, and I don't know, it's not complete fact, but then it was a hit and run situation. Somebody hit him and ran away because they knew the kind of impact of the hit was going to be. The guy was dead, and the wickedness of man didn't let the person, you know, stop and even try if the person was going to be alive or he could save him, and he died. That's all I know. I don't know the full story and everything, but now this young guy died. And we have a group down here in the northeast Gombe where entrepreneurs came together, celebrated, to celebrate our wins, you know, to advertise ourselves and to just put ourselves together to have this union of entrepreneurs down here in Gombe. And we had a program some months back and he was on that group, so we decided to contribute some money for him, which I was so heartbroken and grateful at the same time, because, you know, a lot of people contributed so much money, and I wish it was his wedding, I wish it was his, you know, to go abroad to master his photography skills, I wish it was for him to start up a shop or, you know, buy a new lens. But sadly it's for his burial, and he's so young, he's still in his early 20s, so young. And you know, I just keep thinking and I'm like, death is one thing that has the shortest, you know, lesson to teach us. Very impactful, but very short. you know. And only the wise keep that lesson for a long time, because people get over this death so fast and move on to the next phase of life, because we have a lot of things happening to us daily. I can totally understand. But then this was somebody who thought, oh, let me just go have some fun, celebrate our wins, possibly take some pictures from the club and go home and rest for the next day. And he never made it home. He never made it home. And I don't know how his family is coping with it. It's not a good way to die. And my condolence to his family. May God bless them. May God give them the grace to carry on. It's a very, very difficult time for them. And I would just like us to pray for them wherever they are. God bless you all as you pray for them. It's with a heavy heart I'm saying this, because I've been seeing his pictures everywhere, and every time I see it, I just think of how we don't appreciate the life we have. We don't appreciate what we see, and how, you know, God has blessed us with a lot of things. We don't appreciate it, and we only appreciate it when somebody we know dies, or someone close to us dies, or someone dies that we are aware of. And that's not how to live life. Every day of your life, every day you wake up and take in a fresh breath, you can breathe without oxygen, you can breathe without oxygen, you can move your legs without walking aids, you can hear without hearing aids, you can see without glasses, you can talk, you can laugh, you can taste food, you can have choices to make, you have choices, oh, I don't want to stand up, I want to sit down, oh, I don't want to eat this, I want to eat that, you have all this. You are indeed one of the richest person, but we have attributed our riches and happiness as humans to money, and we don't really appreciate life. Some people who appreciate it never even got the chance to live long enough to really, really, really appreciate it, and it's just sad. But today's podcast is to remind us that God is faithful, God is kind, God is beautiful, God is amazing. And every opportunity he gives us, we should appreciate him every day, every minute, every second. Appreciate him for the life you have. Because somebody didn't even prepare to say goodbye to the world, and he left in a flash. But here you are. Have more time to make amends. Have more time to do better. Have more time to be more appreciative to God. So whatever opportunity you have, please take out time and just thank God for life. Thank God for your family. Thank God for everything he's done for you. And just stay grateful. So that's the key for today. Do have an amazing day. And please spread the word. Spread the podcast. Let people listen to it. Some people just need to hear this, and it will make their day better. And God bless you. I love you guys. See you next time on Jay's Talk.